Luke chapter 4 tells us that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the desert. And part of what the ashes remind us of is the mess that we've made of our lives with our sins. You know, in the Old Testament, they'd sit in a pit of ash. They also remind us that without God, we're absolutely nothing. But they also just remind us of this desert, you know, and just as Jesus is guided by the Holy Spirit into the desert in order to be in union with God, that's what the goal is for us too. Listen to this quote from Catherine Doherty. She said, "Lent is a time of going deeply, very deeply, into ourselves. What is it that stands between us and God? Between us and our brothers and sisters? Between us and life, the life of the Spirit? Whatever it is, let us relentlessly tear it out without a moment's hesitation." And so I think this union with God is the lens that we look at Lent through, of it's not just 6 weeks, it's going to be hard, and I'm going to have to do stuff that I don't want to do and give up stuff I don't want to give up, or it's not going to be, maybe I'm a tough and I want to do all that stuff or whatever. Lent is a time to go into the desert in order to have a deeper union with the Lord and to be led there, which is why no one person's Lent might look like another person's Lent, because the Holy Spirit is guiding us. We're walking guided by Him into the desert in order to be purged of these different things that get in the way, that create, like Catherine Doherty, what is it that is standing between you and God, you and the life that He wants you to have? And that's where the repentance comes. That's where it's like, okay, Lord, let me in there. Lent isn't my own project. It's a journey led by God for transformation, for union, for communion with Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.